This program is brought to you by the Genesis Communications Network, a world leader in talk radio since 1998. Visit GCNlive.com today.
This is the Kevin Jackson Radio Show.
Quiet, numbskulls, I'm broadcasting.
Man, what are we, a year past the mask and the mandates of all that and the shots and no more employers trying to force you to get shots? We're not talking about forced vaccinations. In fact, a group got $10 million because they were forced vaccinated. Or they wouldn't let them have the religious exemption, and they fired them. And this group of, I think, 500 people got $10 million. Chump change, sadly, for what they should have gotten. Welcome, folks. Kevin Jackson here, listening to. It's funny how fast things change. And I told you guys, Democrats would back away from the old Wu flu, and then suddenly it would kind of be just like, well, we didn't do anything wrong. So what, we locked you down? So what, we made you wear a mask? So what, many of you got the shot. You're now dealing with adverse effects, or it killed you. So what? We've moved on. Come on. No more dire warnings about Wu flu. No more, oh, this is the number of people who died today from the Wu flu. We're at 50 million people. No more, you know, here's the new mark. Why? Because Biden's president. It's all under control. Can you imagine if Trump were president, they tell you how many people died? And let me tell you what else they tell you. They would have backed away from Wu flu, and they'd be telling you how many people had adverse effects from Operation Warp Speed, and it's his fault! Mean orange man with the blonde hair. He's the reason why these people are going through this, and you would be seeing all kinds of stories about these people with the chase and everything, because they would be making sure that you never forget who did it. But with Joe Biden, nope, they're not going to let you know anything. Even when you get evidence of what the Bidens do, Hunter could be with 15 crackhead prostitutes, and they're, what, this is private life. He could be snorting coke. I mean, give me whatever scenario that would get anybody else arrested. Hunter could be doing it, and they would pretend it didn't even exist. Going back to Wu flu, they milked that cow dry. So what do they do now? Oh, let's go back to climate. The Inflation Reduction Act, which is nothing more than half a trillion dollar money grab of your money to fight climate nonsense, because they have to jump off of Wu flu for a while because you're on to them. Just like you're on to them on election cheating, just like you're on to them about the Bidens, you know, larcenous family of criminals, just like you're on to them about Hillary Clinton, just like you're on to them about what they want to do to weaponize the IRS, and I could go on. You're on to them, and they don't like it. Because when you get on to them, they can't steal from you. And they want, here's what they want. They don't want to privately steal. They don't want to steal behind the scenes. They want to openly be able to steal from you, and you do nothing, say nothing. You just mind your business. But wait a minute. Before we leave the virus scene, let's remember, it could always come back. Remember when Fauci the fraud? Well, there is another variant that could come, and we're never safe. We have a clip of him saying 60% affected, 80%, 100%. Do you have that clip? We have a clip where Fauci talks about the level of effectiveness, and it just keeps going up and up and up.
Effective. The mRNA vaccine. We have two vaccines that are really quite effective. The mRNA vaccine, highly effective, extraordinarily efficacious, 94 to 95% for mild to moderate disease, and virtually 100% efficacious, because the real-world effectiveness is even more impressive than the results of the clinical trial.
And it gets even better, because Fauci, remember, he said, oh, we have to have 70% of the people vaccinated or whatever. Then suddenly, everybody needed to be vaccinated. But you'll love this comment. I'm taking you back into the Wayback Machine, but it isn't that far back. Here's Fauci talking about 100% vaccination is what we're shooting for.
Is it safe to say that even if 100% of people were vaccinated, this still would not be, we could still not eradicate this virus?
Well, that depends on what's going on in the rest of the world, because we're not in a vacuum here in the United States. We hope we get the overwhelming majority of people in the rest of the world. I can tell you, if 100% of the people in the world were vaccinated, we wouldn't be having this conversation. There would not be an issue.
You think anybody's held him accountable for this silly statement? 100% of the world is not vaccinated. It's not doom and gloom. Where are the reports every day of the number of people who die? But now we've got a new one, folks. We've got this new animal-derived henopavirus. They say that can infect humans, and it's been found in East China's Shandong province and Central China's Henan province, and has so far infected 35 people in the two provinces. Now, it could be more, because this is an older report. This is an article published in the New England Journal of Medicine by scientists from China and Singapore. The new type of henopavirus was found in throat swab samples from febrile patients in eastern China with a history of contact with animals in recent times. Scholars who participated in the study pointed out that this newly discovered henopavirus, which may have come from animals, or may not, I should add, is associated with some febrile cases. I don't even know what febrile means. Does anybody know? The affected people have symptoms including, wait, you ready? Fever, fatigue, cough, anorexia, myalgia, and nausea. Further investigations found that 26 of 35 cases of the henopavirus infection in Shandong and Henan provinces have developed clinical symptoms such as, you ready, fever, irritability, cough, anorexia, myalgia, nausea, headache, and vomiting. They say it's one of the most important emerging causes of zoonosis in the Asia-Pacific region. Shanghai-based media ThePaper.cn reported, noting that both the Hendra virus and Nipah virus from this genus are known to infect humans with fruit bats as the natural host of both viruses. So we have yet another bat-laden virus that we need to be concerned about. And they say it could be very serious, folks, even though so far, none of these cases have been fatal or very serious, so there's no need to panic, says Wang Lifa, a professor in the program in emerging infectious diseases at Duke. So, nothing to worry about, but we do need to make you aware that there is yet another virus. Oh, besides monkeypox. Always trying to scare us, folks. Hey, listen, I'm glad you're here. We got a lot more to talk about. We're going to talk more about this raid by the FBI. Keep it here.
This is the Kevin Jackson Radio Show.
Okay, we are running a car drive right now to help veterans all across America. So if you have an old car, truck, or van, even a motorcycle or an RV sitting around, you can right now give it away and help the vets. They really need your help. And your car will help support the vets and their families. And guess what? You even get a tax donation. Plus, we'll even come and pick up your car for free. And all you've got to do is pick up your phone right now and make a free call. Now is the perfect time to do something good for the vets. Give back to the vets right now for all they've done for this country. And your old car can really help them. So call the Veterans Car Donation Program right now for free pickup of your vehicle. Help the vets and help your taxes at the same time. Call right now.
800-296-1259. 800-296-1259. 800-296-1259. That's 800-296-1259.
Do you have Medicare and do you use a CPAP machine? This is a national health care alert regarding your CPAP supplies. Using a clean CPAP mask and clean supplies is important to staying healthy. The best way to make sure your CPAP equipment is clean is to get new supplies. If you have Medicare, we have great news. Medicare will pay for you to have new clean supplies every 90 days. We'll even do all the paperwork for you to make sure that there's little to no out-of-pocket cost to you. And you don't even have to leave your home. We provide free in-home delivery. So if you're a CPAP user and you have Medicare, staying healthy with new CPAP equipment is easy. Just make this free phone call right now to get started.
Sponsored by Specialty Medical. 800-860-4614.
800-860-4614. 800-860-4614. That's 800-860-4614.
Complement your health with hemp-derived cannabinoid oil. We've always believed that the closer to Earth, the better it is for our bodies. Our hemp-derived cannabinoid oil is phytocannabinoid-rich, full-spectrum, and organically grown. Finally, hemp made easy, clean, and effective. GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203. That's right, we cut through the red tape. It's now available at GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203.
You don't sit behind a desk every day to earn a living. You're out and about making it happen. And sometimes you get a little bit behind on your paperwork. You know, like bookkeeping and paying your taxes. It's easy to get behind on paying your taxes. It happens to the best of us. And you know what happens next. The big bad IRS comes knocking on your door. And when that happens, you need to call the good old boys at the Tax Doctor. Let them do what they do best. Deal and negotiate with the IRS so you pay the lowest you can in back taxes that the law allows. We are a 100% U.S.-based company, and we've saved our clients millions over the years in back taxes. If you owe $10,000 or more in back taxes, call my friends right now at the Tax Doctor and learn more.
800-507-3137. 800-507-3137. 800-507-3137. That's 800-507-3137.
G'day, I'm Jamel that works with Dr. Joel Wallach and the GCN team with Youngevity at teamg'day.com. By becoming an associate, you provide income for you and your family on your own hours while working from home. So contact me, Jamel, by filling in the contact box at teamg'day.com and I will get back to you personally and provide all the support you need to get started and build your Youngevity business. Teamg'day.com. Teamg'day.com.
Radio? Why should I advertise on radio? There's nothing to look at, no pictures.
Listen, you can do things on radio you couldn't possibly do on TV.
That'll be the day.
All right, watch this. Okay, people, and now when I give you the cue, I want the 700-foot mountain of whipped cream to roll into Lake Michigan, which has been drained and filled with hot chocolate. Then the Royal Canadian Air Force will fly overhead towing a 10-ton maraschino cherry, which will be dropped into the whipped cream for the cheering of 25,000 extras. All right, cue the mountain.
Now, you want to try that on television?
Well...
You see, radio is a very special medium because it stretches the imagination.
Advertising your business with GCN is simple, effective, and more affordable than you might think. Visit advertise.gcnlive.com for more info. Take your business to the next level.
Kevin Jackson Radio Show.
And it didn't cost us a dime.
Let me start with this affidavit, probable cause affidavit, being requested by the Department of Justice to stay under seal. So in layman's terms, it basically means that the government wants it to remain a secret for now why they decided to go in and look for these, now as we've learned, top secret and classified and sensitive material that was at Mar-a-Lago.
That's right, Hallie. And they actually addressed the question of, well, can't you just release it and make some redactions? They have, you know, blacking out the names of confidential sources or particularly sensitive details. And they essentially said in the first footnote of the document, if we did that, we would have so many areas blacked out that you wouldn't understand a word this thing was saying. So basically what they're saying is there are so many sensitive details associated with the scope of this investigation, the basis for the FBI search, how they learned about it, that they just are not willing to make it public right now. And I find that very interesting, because if this was just about, hey, the government wants its classified documents back and now it's got them, I really don't think the affidavit would be all that sensitive, because it would be over essentially. You know, it suggests that there are some larger issues at play here, a larger scope to this investigation.
So why would the FBI or the DOJ not want to release the information about the warrant? President Trump says he's okay with it. Welcome, folks. Kevin Jackson, so you're listening to
It was a probable cause affidavit. Supposed to be routine. President Trump supposedly took information that they wanted to go into the National Archives. Really? So there's no sinister plot for Trump to, you know, collude with the Russians? You mean Donald Trump doesn't have any partners with the Chinese? And they say, well, the government wants it to remain private because if they did release it, it would have so many blacked out areas because there's lots of sensitive details like what? Who you've got hidden in Trump's administration trying to tell you things or planting information about him or whatever. Welcome, folks. Kevin Jackson's here listening to the Kevin Jackson Network, 844-551-8255. I love how the Democrats think, oh, it's just all this stuff is just going to miraculously disappear. We're not going to believe it, which is, oh, Donald Trump got raided. Woo, look at you. Way to go. What's it done? It's backfired. Every time they do this, Trump gains hundreds of thousands, if not millions of supporters who finally go, wait a minute, this doesn't pass the smell test. You want to impeach him? You want to impugn his reputation? Tell us that he's actually colluding with the Ruskies. He's with the Ruskies are part of this program. Donald Trump is part of Russia. He's a Russian spy. Remember, there were people, high-ranking people in the government of America who said Donald Trump was a plant by the Russians. This is a guy who was working trade deals in favor of America, who was bombing our terrorists to people that were terrorizing Americans, killing military people, getting us out of wars, improving our economy, bringing critical infrastructure stuff away from our enemies and back. And there's, he's colluding, he's a spy. And you want to know why? You already know the answer. The people calling Trump a spy are spies. They're the ones taking money from the Chinese, taking sexual favors from the Chinese and the Russians and a host of other people, and calling Donald Trump, a guy who says, make America great again and put America first, he's a spy. Yep. So they have to get a probable cause affidavit to go search for things that will validate what they already want to prove, because as we all know, through common sense, Donald Trump's not a spy. Donald Trump has taken no classified materials. Donald Trump has not done anything to want to hurt this nation. But the people who are tormenting him, they have. And the blacked out areas, you want to know what those things are on the documents they don't want to expose? Those are the people who are complicit in all of this. And as the guy said, the reporter, he says, if this were all simple, you know, supposed to be as simple, then why is this affidavit considered so sensitive? See, that's the crux of it. That's the way you solve almost any mystery, is you look at the thing that makes sense. Like, for example, why would anyone want to even raid a former president with a record of accomplishment and achievement that did nothing but help Americans? Why would you even want to do that? That's number one. This is, I'm helping you out with how you evaluate something, and these are the basics, folks. We're not getting into the minutiae. The nuances where you need FBI, you know, special people to come in and go, ooh, here's the nuance of this or that, and body language and intonation of voice and all that. No, this is just on the surface. Why would you do this? Now, let me give you the theories. Well, Kevin, they don't want Trump to run again for president. Absolutely, very true. Maybe it's more sinister. They want to make sure that, no, it's like, why do you propose the lie of January 6th? Let me give you the answer. They want no more rallies for Trump or anybody else from conservatives. They want you so afraid to rally that they can set you up that you just go, look, I'm not going. I will never march on Washington again or anybody else. That's what they want. So in this case, ask yourself, what do they want? They want Trump gone, but they don't want Trump gone. I'm going to get to that in just a bit more detail. They don't just want Trump gone. They want you gone. And until you realize this, and I know I'm not talking to most people. Most of us understand that Trump is necessary. Whether you like him or not, he's necessary. He's Kathy sitting on that wall. You know, it's funny about a few good men. Yeah, this kid Santiago, he was killed. He's right. And there was a cover-up in his death. But at the end of the day, you want to know what Jessup was right about? You want me on that wall. You need me on that wall. And he goes into his speech. He's exactly right. There may be some fallout. There may be some collateral damage. But at the end of the day, that's who you want guarding that wall. And it's funny because you watch A Few Good Men and you're so happy that they get him because we get justice for Santiago. But Kathy's right. I mean, Jessup is right. You weakened the nation today. When you go buy into this leftist nonsense, you weaken this nation. Because if it really were that simple, so if the affidavit were so simple, why is it being declared so sensitive? That's the next big question. You've gone in. You've gotten what you need. Now, show us the affidavit. Tell us what you were looking. Yeah, we thought there might be some classified information. But no, we can't tell because that'll tell you our process. Well, what's your process? This guy's not some, Trump is not some Russian spy who's been planted here as a child. And now we're just figuring out he's Yuri. And, you know, like the movie No Way Out and we got to go get him. There's nothing of the sort. So why can't you just give us an idea about why this is so sensitive? We all know the answer.
This is the Kevin Jackson Radio Show.
First, we decide where we want to go. Then we need to know the best way to get there. Hi, my name's Adam Baratta. I'm the owner of Advantage Gold. We're the highest rated precious metals firm in the country. We teach people how to own physical gold and silver. Now, we've won the Best of TrustLink Award 4 years in a row because we educate our clients on how to buy gold and silver the right way. We don't pay celebrity spokespeople millions of dollars. We'd rather pass that value on to you. Call 800-900-8000 and speak with one of our experts. We'll send you a free gold kit along with my latest number one national best-selling book, The Great Devaluation. Call 800-900-8000. That's 800-900-8000. Get the best information, the best process, the best service, the best value. Call Advantage Gold at 800-900-8000. Call 800-900-8000.
Advantage Gold is not an investment advisor or a tax advisor. Consult with your financial advisor before investing.
Call 800-900-8000.
Hey, trader, listen up. The markets have changed. Have you changed your trading strategies? Vantage Point can help you conquer volatility. Learn to trade with artificial intelligence. Text the word money to 813-813 and discover how to predict stock market trends 1 to 3 days in advance with up to 87.4% proven accuracy. No matter which way the market moves, Vantage Point's patented AI can give you a massive edge. Text money to 813-813 to get what you need to stay ahead of markets and find your best entries and exits. Text the word money to 813-813.
Trading involves financial risk and is not suitable for all investors. Past results do not guarantee future performance. By texting, you agree to the terms available at vantagepointsoftware.com/terms and consent to receive calls and texts using automated technology about offers or info by or on behalf of VantagePoint. Your consent is not a condition to purchase and can be revoked at any time. Message and data rates may apply.
Text money to 813-813.
You are listening to GCN. Visit GCNlive.com today.
USA Radio News with Tim Berg.
The CDC is rolling back its COVID recommendations, saying unvaccinated people no longer need to quarantine after being exposed to the virus. Also, the recommendations for social distancing and other control measures are no longer required, including for students in school. This as CDC Director Dr. Rochelle Walensky says she's not happy with how the agency responded to the COVID pandemic. Dr. Walensky adding her new goals for the CDC going forward are accountability, collaboration, communication, and timeliness. Another 10 illegal immigrants caught crossing the southern border have popped up on a terror screening database. That's according to new numbers for July, which are released this week by Homeland Security. That brings the total this fiscal year to 66. This is USA Radio News. Former President Donald Trump's attorney continues to speak out.
President Trump attorney Christina Bob on Newsmax overnight announced the Justice Department and the Federal Bureau of Investigation had no legal right for raiding President Trump's Florida home last week.
We've learned that the Department of Justice and the FBI is suddenly mum about what their intentions were and what they were looking for. If they actually had something, at the very least, they would have held a press conference, you know, resolving a lot of these questions in Americans' minds. And they haven't even done that. So I don't think they have anything.
From the West Coast USA Radio News Bureau, I'm Lance Pry.
The World Health Organization says monkeypox cases jumped 20% in the last week across 92 countries. The director general saying more than 35,000 cases of monkeypox have been reported to the WHO so far, almost all of them among men who had sex with men. You're listening to USA Radio News.
Has to end here.
Actually, it's just gotten started.
No!
This is the Kevin Jackson Radio Show.
Had a great article. It was written by a guy. His name is Don Serber. And he wrote the title of the article is Rico Suave. And there's a song, this musician a while back, and he gave himself the name Rico Suave. And it's like a Hispanic hip-hop song, you know, Mi nombre Rico Suave. Well, in this case, he's talking about RICO, which is the racketeering lawsuit. It's called that. RICO stands for Racketeering Influence Corrupt Organization, Racketeering Influenced Corrupt Organization, and they've given it the name RICO, and they use it mostly to bring down mobsters and cartels and people like that. And so this guy, Don Serber, who wrote this article, and you just, Serber, by the way, is spelled S-U-R-B-E-R. He wrote this article, Rico Suave, because, and he's talking about the RICO Act, and here's what he wrote. When President Trump changed his residence from New York City to Florida, all us smart fellows said that it was to avoid state income taxes. As usual, Trump had something up his sleeve besides his arm. In March, he filed a RICO lawsuit that says Hillary Clinton and the Democratic National Committee formed a racketeering influence corruption organization. They created the Russiagate hoax to discredit and undermine his presidency. This really was an attempted coup and sedition, and he filed it in federal court in Florida. Welcome back, folks. Kevin Jackson here, listening to the Kevin Jackson Network, 844-551-8255. I like when I find, or my producers find, yeah, whatever, find articles. I give them credit. Find articles that speak to things that we talk about all the time and sort of more than validate what I say, because this guy is really touched on something that I think is rather interesting. So it says the media tried to discredit the lawsuit that Trump filed in federal court in Florida. CNBC said this. During the campaign in 2016, Trump had said at a press conference, Russia, if you're listening, I hope you're able to find the 30,000 emails that are missing, referring to the electronics communications that had been deleted from a private email server Clinton used while she was Secretary of State. That was an astonishing way of framing Hillary's national security violations. Jim Comey said the only reason he did not recommend prosecution was she was running for president. The media wants people to believe that a joke triggered the investigation. Obama tried spying on Trump far earlier. While Trump had to take on the FBI, the intelligence community, and media simultaneously, their siege of the White House was epic. Now, let me break away from the article for a second. We just going back and recapping all the things that they did with Comey and Peter Strzok and Lisa Page and Andy McCabe and Rosenstein and Kleinsmith, who's the only one that's got a slap on the wrist so far, and all the other people that were complicit in seek and destroy of Donald Trump at all costs. And by the way, you should be asking yourself, when in the history of this constitutional republic have you seen such an effort at seek and destroy as you have of Donald Trump? Go ahead, I'll play the Jeopardy music while you think about it. Do, 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 do. Exactly. Never in the history of the republic have you seen such an orchestrated attempt by Republicans and Democrats to take down a man who's done nothing. He goes on and he implies that while Trump was being fought, you know, by all these different organizations, the FBI, intelligence community, and media, he either learned or understood all along that nincompoops run these organizations. Run by incompetence, which, by the way, completely true. Look at CNN, run by Zucker at the time, losing market share like crazy. To call them journalists was a joke. He's watching ratings go down, at an alarming rate, and he makes no changes. New York Times, all the media outlets suffering because Trump says fake news, fake news, fake news. The only thing that propped the media up during this period, and continues to, by the way, is a complicit social media. If it weren't for that, the media would have imploded on itself. The only one who's got any traction is conservative media. All those media outlets, despite having no love from social media, flourish as much as you can in a world where social media is king. And in terms of TV media, Fox News is the only one that's really doing well. They can say, yep, we held our own and we're okay. And by the way, as I like to give you my caveat, Fox News is not conservative media. It's a bunch of leftists, but at least they have enough balance to where you feel like, okay, I get both sides of the story. All the rest of them are dying on the vine. And if it weren't for money back, them being backed up by people like Bezos, Washington Post would be gone. Many of these others would be gone as well. So anyway, he finishes. He says, he knew these organizations were run by nincompoops. He says, and if Obama were the smartest man in the room, maybe a room is dumb. A reader called him shrewd, not smart. He says, but Trump is both. D.C. fears Trump the way the Wicked Witch of the West fears water. Again, he's spot on. Nothing I'm telling you that you don't already know. But he was clever about it. He goes on, he says this. Ed Driscoll quoted a comment on another blog. Sarah Palin was a similar symbol before him, meaning Trump. But because she was never elected VP, the focus on her faded. Trump would have faded too had he lost the 2016 election. His winning and becoming president was the outrage that could not be forgiven, ever. They could not believe it happened. And they think he must be prevented from ever winning again or ever taking a position of any kind or political power. I want to stop there to tell you that is a fact. People, stop with this Trump bashing nonsense. This is a guy who is exposing the game. And that's the reason why you see DEFCON 1 on Donald Trump. They have gone nuclear on this man. But it gets better, because I already knew this, but let me just say this. If they had come after me, just like when the IRS came to my door, I wish I'd had a blood pressure meter on. It didn't, my blood pressure didn't go up one bit, one tick, because I knew I've done nothing wrong. And in fact, I said to the kid that was the new guy, I said, by the way, you guys owe me $7,523 from 2016. that you say I was late filing. He goes, oh, well, sir, I don't have anything to do with that. I go, I'm just letting you know in case you're new. Maybe you could tell me where to go so I could go get my money. Because I don't owe you any, but I know you owe me some. That's when you're confident. When you go, I've done nothing wrong here. So he goes on. He says, not just Trump, though. Any Republican who isn't part of the genteel Never Trumper Club must never take power. I remind you of a clip I played earlier of Liz Cheney, where she's fighting for her life, and she makes a commercial that says, you know, it's an insidious lie that this election was stolen. She's condemning all of us who know this election, the 2020 election, was stolen, and that everyone going forward, they were going to attempt to steal. She's calling us liars. She's calling us conspiracy theorists. She says we are antithetical to the republic, to how this nation was established, because we dare question the integrity of the election. And oh, by the way, the integrity of all the people involved in this nonsense. That's how much they're willing to fight. That's picking a fight. Because let me tell you, there is no doubt. There's not even a 0.001% amount of doubt in my brain about this election, the 2020 election, being a flat-out cheat. I am 100% certain they cheated. I'm not going to go into it, but because you are as well. You know it. Goes on to say this. Any Republican who might really be serious about stopping them, and especially about draining the so-called swamp, cannot have any power. It's a deadly serious game, and they are determined to win. Man, I gotta tell you, I run into so many of us, and they seem to just think, well, Kevin, I mean, these people are going to, surely they're going to understand it. If you're waiting on them to understand, admit, or anything else that they have done wrong, and they're going to stop because they realize the error of their ways, you are naive. We'll be back.
This is the Kevin Jackson Radio Show.
Do you have Medicare and do you use a CPAP machine? This is a national healthcare alert regarding your CPAP supplies. Using a clean CPAP mask and clean supplies is important to staying healthy. The best way to make sure your CPAP equipment is clean is to get new supplies. If you have Medicare, we have great news. Medicare will pay for you to have new clean supplies every 90 days. We'll even do all the paperwork for you to make sure that there's little to no out-of-pocket cost to you. And you don't even have to leave your home. We provide free in-home delivery. So if you're a CPAP user and you have Medicare, staying healthy with new CPAP equipment is easy. Just make this free phone call right now to get started.
Sponsored by Specialty Medical.
800-860-4614. 800-860-4614. 800-860-4614. That's 800-860-4614.
If you're concerned about the power grid and want to generate your own supply of off-grid electricity, this will be the most important message you'll hear this year. Here's why. We now have a small number of solar generators back in stock. These emergency backup systems provide life-saving backup power when you need it most. And unlike gas generators, solar generators run quietly, emit no dangerous fumes, and produce an endless supply of free electricity from the sun. Whether it's wildfires, dangerous weather, power grid issues, or just getting off the grid, you'll never have to suffer through painful power outages again. Even better, all this week, radio listeners get over $700 in free off-the-grid bonuses, too. Go to MySolarBackup.com to learn more and check availability. That's MySolarBackup.com. Look for the free report, Crisis Cooling, how to make absolutely sure your meat, milk, and medicines stay safe and cool in any power outage. Yours free at MySolarBackup.com.
Who listens to radio at night? EMTs, truck drivers, law enforcement, and many other hardworking people just like you, buying products and services from companies just like yours. Many companies owe their success to radio. It's the engaging medium. Call 877-996-4327 or email advertise@gcnlive.com. That's advertise@gcnlive.com.
Airlines have just reduced their prices even more. Book 30 days in advance and save big.
Want the absolute lowest prices on your airline tickets? Then call the low-cost airlines travel hotline right now for prices so low we can't publish them anywhere. The only way to access our low rates and save up to 70% is to call. Save hundreds on your vacation tickets by calling right now. You can fly anywhere in the world and pay discount prices on your airline tickets. Book a flight today to London, Paris, Madrid, or anywhere else you want to go. And pay a lot less guaranteed. Call the International Travel Department right now at Low Cost Airlines.
802-341-4535. 802-341-4535. 802-341-4535. That's 802-341-4535.
I'm about to give you a life-changing URL that if you will simply visit it and give these tax consultants a call, it will change your life. Whether you're a blue-collar worker or whether you're a school teacher or whether you're a scientist or whether you're a millionaire, almost no one out there is taking advantage of legal, lawful tax loopholes. Go to gcntaxcut.com. It takes you right to American Tax Solutions, and they will give you an amazing preview of what they can do for you. gcntaxcut.com, gcntaxcut.com.
Get healthy, not high, with 100% pure CBD powerful natural pain relief from Veterans Vitality. GCN listeners, have you ever thought about how CBD may help you? I'm sure you have heard about the many benefits of CBD. Well, here's your opportunity to try before you buy. Created by veterans and for everyone who deserves better choices, our CBD is derived from organic hemp, grown in the USA, and third-party tested. Veterans Vitality CBD saves you as much as 25 to 50% over our competition, and a portion of all sales is contributed to veteran nonprofits and events. Many of our customers have experienced improved quality of life, help with anxiety, PTSD, and overall well-being. Our products do not contain THC. They are safe, non-addictive, effective, and 100% legal. GCN listeners, get your free trial bottle of premium CBD by simply paying shipping and handling at gcnfreecbd.com. That's gcnfreecbd.com. Again, gcnfreecbd.com. Offered by Veterans Vitality Premium CBD.
Hi, this is Sophie Winnick, longtime distributor and user of Longevity products. In the last few years, my family went through a crisis. Everything else in my life, including my business, had to be put on the back burner. Thankfully, life is getting back to normal now. But the one thing I never had to worry about was my business and my monthly commission. I've been a distributor for Longevity for over 17 years, since before it was Longevity. And I've got to say, the most amazing thing about this company is the people. While my family was in crisis, other distributors stepped in and helped my customers, simply because that's what Longevity people do, even for people they don't know. For me, it has never been about getting rich. It was about a product I could stand behind, a company I could count on, and a monthly commission check that has never, not once, been late in 17 years. Longevity is truly a business for everyone, even people who have too much to do. I'm Sophie Winnick. I'm just like you. I have a real life, real ups and downs, but I know I will always have Longevity.
Jackson Radio Show
on Kevino Jacksones.
We're discussing an article written by Don Serber. The article is called Rico Suave, and he's talking about the RICO Act, Racketeering Influenced Corrupt Organizations Act, that Trump filed against Hillary Clinton, and the ramifications of that. That lawsuit, how Trump may have outfoxed these leftists. And oh, by the way, this FBI raid is already backfiring on the Democrats. So let the games continue. He goes on, he talks about this, he says, Trump himself said and was correct. They're not after me, they're after you. I'm just in the way. I swear, I never heard that quote, but he is so right. This guy, he gets it. He's like, look, I'm willing to stand in the line of fire. And I think that's why he has such a loyal following. Even when Trump does things that make me mad, like, you know, Blake sponsoring Blake Masters, who, by the way, I have nothing against Blake. I'm going to support him. But he wasn't the best candidate. And I could go down the list. But even with that, I still say, you know what? It's okay. We didn't get the first tier people in many of these races that Trump wanted to ordain. But second tier is still going to be better than these leftists. Kevin Jackson is who you're listening to, folks. Kevin Jackson Network, 844-551-8255. Trump says, they're not after me, they're after you. I'm just in the way. And that's modest. I mean, it may seem like he's bragging, but he's not. He's saying, I'm not the target. I'm not big enough to be the target. The target is this constitutional republic. That's the target. You, the people. This guy wrote, he's taking the hits for us. And he goes on, the January 6th hearings failed to ignite public outrage. The hair on fire hysteria begat scandal fatigue. Democrats in the FBI kept saying, he's a criminal, but they list no crimes he's committed. You've seen the video of the guy. He said, Trump should be in prison. And the guy goes, well, tell me for what? What crime did he commit? Oh, and he walks off. They have nothing. He goes on, the RICO lawsuit has him on the offensive because the case is in Florida, MAGA country, not D.C., maggot country. You got to say, I love that reference, maggot country. He says, this led to the raid. Obama and the FBI wanted to discredit Trump, and also, here's the key. This is where I was like, okay, now you're getting the stuff I didn't know. Confiscate any incriminating evidence Trump has against them. Huh. Hadn't thought about that. They said this backfired like Jack Benny's 1923 Maxwell car. That kind of dates the author of the article, right? He goes on, he says, Politico in a poll asked, would you consider the FBI's decision to conduct a search warrant on former President Trump's Mar-a-Lago resort in Florida to be? 1, 47% said an abuse of power. 40% said it was not. Zero Hedge reported about a dozen members of the Republican Study Committee, led by Chairman Jim Banks out of Indiana, a Republican, met with Trump over dinner at his golf club in Bedminster, New Jersey, a day after the FBI raid on his Mar-a-Lago resort, which Trump and allies have characterized as an attempt from the left to keep the former president from taking office again. His reaction? Congressman Troy Nels of Texas said, I didn't see Trump sweating at all last night. I didn't see him being concerned. He goes on to write this, Trump shouldn't sweat, but the FBI and Hillary should. Jim Kussler gave a spot-on summary, so I don't have to, and here's what he wrote. It should be pretty obvious that the FBI raid on Mar-a-Lago was an attempt to seize evidence likely to be used in former President Trump's civil lawsuit in the Southern Florida Federal District Court against Hillary Clinton and associated defendants in and out of government for defamation and racketeering operation known as Russiagate. And in any future criminal proceedings that might grow out of congressional investigations to come against officials, past and present, in the DOJ and the FBI. The idea is to tie up all those documents in a legal dispute and about declassification so they can't be entered in any proceeding. So you guys are asking, why did they do it? This is insane, because it is. But you're looking at the desperation moves of Democrats to say, this guy is outfoxing us. Trump was a neophyte when he went into D.C., when he first got there. He still performed amazingly, but he didn't realize the fight he had. Now, he's beginning to get that billionaire, attorney swagger, but now it's for politics. He's got politicos looking at the legal language and saying, what can I do to do this to them that they can't get around? And now you got a guy, look, Congress and these people, they've been fighting their fights and they get together and they collude and do what they do. But they've never had anybody that has a litigious mentality that says, I'll fight you back. Who's now going and saying, give me the best legal minds. I want to understand government, how it works. And here's what we're going to do. And now he's opened up a can of worms. He says, Over the weekend, independent journalist Paul Sperry reported that many of the same FBI officers involved in the Mar-a-Lago raid happened to be suspects of Special Counsel John Durham's investigation into the origins of Russiagate. Have some of them already been hauled into grand juries? We don't know. But with the Mar-a-Lago caper, it looks like the law enforcement apparatus of the federal government is seeking to suppress evidence of its own long-running criminal enterprise. The parallel purpose of the raid was to find or perhaps plant documents that might be used in a scheme to disqualify Mr. Trump from running for office again. The January 6th show trial in Congress has failed to galvanize the country's attention. That's putting it lightly. And may have foundered in its attempt to find grounds for a criminal referral against the former president that would take him off the playing field. So now this. Well, what a great theory. I believe it. What do you think? Reach out to us, thekevinjacksonnetwork.com, 844-551-8255. Certainly makes sense, because there's no reason to raid Trump. As Trump said, if you want to check information of what we have, ask. It's like the guy who got his phone confiscated. He says, if you wanted my phone, all you had to do is ask. Trump, when they ask about transparency, and by the way, we said earlier in the broadcast, the FBI doesn't want to divulge why they did this. Trump's saying, let them see it. I can go back and look at all the things that the FBI and the DOJ has tried to do to Trump. When they said, we need information, Trump says, put it out there. When they stacked the deck against him in Russiagate, put all those Hillary Clinton people, were outraged on our side of the aisle. They were calling my show, talking to me, how did Donald Trump let him have all those people that supported Hillary Clinton, that gave money to Hillary? And I said, because he's innocent. If you aren't squawking about it, what does it do? It makes people, Donald Trump's not complaining, it's a Hillary Clinton stacked deck? Nope. What does it tell you? See, common sense says, if he's not worried about that, he must be innocent. So what was the ultimate outcome? He was innocent. Now, if you were smart and not one of these never Trumpers or these, anti-Trump people, and you looked at him, you go, wow, not only did he not fight it, he also said the outcome was prove that he was right, prove them wrong. Well, you should be asking yourself, why am I against this man? He's been forthcoming. And every time he's forthcoming, even when the deck is stacked against him, he comes out squeaky clean. Why would you be against him? I was having a meeting with some folks, and Trump wins because he's a cult of personality. He fights for what he wants. Carrie Lake wins because she follows the Trump plan. And we're here in Arizona trying to figure out who's going to lead the GOP. And you know what people in this room said? We can't have people that are cult of personality and blah, blah, blah. And I go, really? So you have two people who won on cult of personality and changing the swamp and getting things done. And what do you want? You want a leader that doesn't do that. I go, that's the most idiotic thing I think I've ever heard. And you're supposed to be learned individuals. You have two people who have track records of success. They've given you the blueprint, and you don't want to follow it. Something's wrong with you. See, that's what's wrong with the Republicans in general. Got to leave it there.
Putting an end to identity politics.
Now, something completely different.
This is the Kevin Jackson Radio Show.